Hello everyone, this is Monsef Afkel, and thank you so much for joining us today in this new call of Your Divine Uniqueness. So glad to connect with you again, so thank you for your presence, whether live or on the replay, and also very, very excited that Eleanor MacDonald is back with us on the show. Always feel excited when she joins us, and really love her work. It's really, because I experienced it, I received support from her personally in the past, I think, 2 or 3 years, and it was really life-changing. Like, really, I love how she can create a safe space where, feel safe to face your fears and also just express yourself, to express your truth. It was really, really powerful experience, and very excited that she's here, and that will also share her work and her message with you here on the show. So so today we'll be talking about finding true peace as an empath, and also we'll have a Q&A later on the call where you can ask your questions. And as always, if you want to ask your question and you are calling from your phone or the web call, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. And before we start, I would love to share with you a little bit about Eleanor. So Eleanor MacDonald is a spiritual teacher who helps tired and wired empaths go on their own personal quests to discover their true self, remember who they are, and create their very own happily ever after. She began her journey as a sensitive child raised in an explosive environment full of intense emotions. She internalized everything, and adulthood brought many trials, debilitating anxiety and panic attacks, depression, digestive and other health issues, chronic money problems, culminating in bankruptcy and one toxic relationship after another. After finding her guides and spiritual mentors, she was finally able to step into her true power and create the life she had always dreamed of. She combines her psychic and healing abilities along with her 20 years experience in counseling to help struggling empaths uncover and transform the emotional, energetic, mental, and spiritual barriers that are holding them back. And so that's Eleanor. Welcome to the show. We're happy to have you with us.
Thank you, Monsef. It's so exciting to be back and to speak with you and with your lovely audience. I always feel that you bring also a beautiful energy to the calls that you host, and I'd love to be speaking with you and your audience today.
Thank you. Wonderful. Very excited about the subject. I feel it's all our audience are relate to that, and maybe for those who are new to you and your work, maybe in the beginning, I would love if you can tell us more about that.
Yes. Well, as you were saying in the introduction to me, I grew up as a very sensitive child, and it took me many years to realize that a lot of my issues and difficulties and challenges that you were mentioning, like the physical illnesses and the anxiety and all of these things, were due to being very sensitive. And I'm sure that a lot of people listening can relate to being told something about you that is wrong, like, you know, you're being too sensitive, or, you know, why is that bothering you so much, or just feeling like you're an outsider, or like you don't fit in, and also feeling crazy for having all of these feelings and being able to pick up on so many things that are going on around you. So my path has led me to realizing that I am very sensitive and developing my gifts and abilities through empowering my own sensitivity. And so that's why I focus now very specifically on empaths, because they are me and they're my people. And they understand what it feels like to be so sensitive. Basically, you can pick up on everything that's going on around the world. So a lot of the things that are happening today with the stresses of the world and war and all of the, you know, the pandemic is probably heightening a lot of empaths' who are listening today, they're stressed. And that's why I wanted to come on and talk about the different ways I've developed for myself personally to overcome and to navigate the stress of the world as a sensitive empath, and to help you to do the same through my process and some framework, and talking about what it really means to be in true peace. So I don't know if you want me to dive into that, but that's really what we're talking about, is how can you navigate the stress of the world when you're very sensitive? That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really great, because it's like many times, because especially when so many things are happening and we pick up on that energy, sometimes we feel maybe overwhelmed or confused and like what is ours, what is not. And I would love if you can tell us more about that.
Yeah, so I was thinking about what to present today, and when I was doing some meditating on it, I wanted to talk about what is true peace and what does that mean to me and my own personal experience and working with clients over the last 13 years is what is true peace. And so as I was meditating on it, it came to me that it's finding that core within you, the anchor within you that is your true self, your true essence, and being able to connect to this strength within you to be able to navigate it. I call it the being on your cosmic surfboard. So you're able to surf through the stresses of the world, the energies, everything that's going on around you, while maintaining this core strength and your anchor. And what it means to be in true peace is not that necessarily the world is at peace. Of course, we would love to have that happen. We would absolutely love to have peace around the world. But at this moment in time, it's not happening. It's not, I wouldn't say possible, but at this moment in time, everything is very stressful. So I would say the best thing to do is to find the peace within you and radiate it out into the world and be able to bring your own light and shine it out into the world. And what I would say the opposite of that is taking it in, like a sponge, and having that stress come into where you are instead of taking your own peaceful core and expanding it out into the world. So visually, the difference is you're exhaling energetically so that your energy field becomes bigger and bigger and extends out into the world and shines out into the world. And in that space, you can maintain your own true peace no matter what is going on in the world, no matter what people are saying to you, and no matter what you are experiencing. And I will also say that when this happens, when you're able to shine your light into the world more and more, and it is actually a tangible thing, it is a real thing we can talk more about. It's not just, some advice that people give that doesn't actually have a tangible result. What I found is when we are able to shine our light, we actually change and help to influence those around us in a positive way. So my relationships with my family members that were previously very dysfunctional and very chaotic and distressing have become loving and peaceful because the people around me have actually changed. They have chosen to extend their light into the world. And so you can actually feel and see a difference. So it's not that you're going to be experiencing one stress after another and that you'll never actually see the change around you. It actually does affect your outside world. So hopefully that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And so it's from what I understood, it's about like being free from the conditions outside of us. Like we don't wait for the world to change for us to be connected to our center or to find peace within. It's like letting go of the old belief that we can feel at peace or happy because something happens or because someone did something. But it's the condition doesn't come first. Normally it's a result. It's something that can change after we find the peace within.
Exactly. And also, if you practice this, we're going to go through some things that you can do as practical exercises. When you make this a daily practice for yourself, it's also changing the habit that as an empath that I've had for so many years and the clients that I've worked with around the world is this tendency to hold in, to protect your energy, to avoid certain places. I mean, how many times have you heard someone and even myself saying in the past, like, oh, I can't go to that busy place. I can't go to that shopping center. I can't go to that family reunion because I will be, tired. I will feel sick. I will be affected physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually by everyone around me. And I cannot go there because I will be in some way affected or destroyed by the energy around me. And this is something that I'm helping people to overturn and to change, because the more we avoid and hide and run away from the world, the more anxiety we're going to have, the more powerless we're going to feel, the more weak we are going to think we are. And the actual truth is that by expanding your energy out and by facing these fears and going out into the world and expressing yourself as you truly are is the way to access your own power and realize your power in your sensitivity. And that's what I want people to really understand today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Because I feel it's important to discern, like, when we are maybe running away, and mm-hmm. where we need, like, to protect our energy. Because sometimes it's, how to say, like you said, because we don't want to feel what others feeling, or mm-hmm. we don't want to pick up. So it's like we try to isolate ourselves at some point. Mm-hmm. But maybe to serve the world, we need to be in it. We need to be in the outside world, and we learn how to navigate that, like, while protecting our own energy.
Yes, and I would like to even change the wording around it, because there's a lot of limiting beliefs around the word like protecting, and there's nothing wrong with this. Has been taught for so many years to people to protect your energy and to put your shields up and to bring in white light to protect yourself. And this is the old way, because it actually creates these feelings of weakness, these feelings of disempowerment, and feeling powerless, and especially for empaths, feeling like, oh, there's something wrong with me. I need to constantly protect myself. I need to heal away my sensitivity. I need to change the way I am at the core because I'm too sensitive, and I want to offer another way of looking at it. Instead of saying, I need to protect myself, or, go when I go to certain situations to protect my energy, I would say I need to express myself in this. I need to expand my energy out into the world. And that is a, like a replacement for thinking of it as protecting. Because protecting is when we hold ourselves in, when we contract and we hold our energy in very tightly. And this is what causes a lot of physical issues and problems. So if you look up some energy techniques and things, there are connections between holding your energy in very tight to your body and actually having a lot of physical issues. I'm trying to think of the name of it, chronic fatigue and different things like that. I've been connected to holding the energy very, very close to the body. And you can think of it as almost having a thin skin. Like if we have our energy field very tightly contracted towards our body, it's almost like we have no space. We have no buffer. We have no way of really transforming this energy that is swirling around us. And so I would say to do what is counterintuitive, what feels almost vulnerable, but it's the opposite of that, is expand your energy out and you will actually feel more powerful. You will feel more spacious. you will be able to handle and navigate all of these even negative energies and heavy emotions that are being like swirling around you. You have much more chance of transforming it and transmuting this energy if you have a very open, expanded energy field. Make sense? Does that resonate?
Yeah. It feels really great. And so it's like when we want to open our hearts, like even more. It's like in the beginning we want to open it only to the good things and to the positive things. But normally when we open it to everything. And there's also a possibility that it can hurt, but it's not something negative. It's something that's make it even stronger, and the energy that radiates from the heart, it becomes even greater and more and expands even more. And so it's not about like you said, I agree, not about protection, but it's maybe about vulnerability.
Yes, and expression. So you can think of as when you expand your energy out into the world, you are expressing yourself on an energetic level. You are contributing to the brilliance of the world. You're shining your brilliance out into the world. And we need that contribution, because I've been receiving more and more messages in my meditations and journaling that obviously we need empaths more than ever. And empaths are here actually to change the world. And if you would say it even like in a dramatic way, to save the world, because we need people who understand others. We need people who have this compassionate heart, who can put themselves in other people's shoes, who understand what it's like to go through what someone else is going through. We need that power. It's an incredibly powerful gift, and it is what is transforming the world. The key is to remember that your gift of being able to pick up on or to navigate, you know, what's going on around the world is your way of communicating and saying, I can understand, I can feel this person's pain. I don't have to carry it as a burden, but I can understand and act accordingly in the world as to what's needed because of knowing how other people are feeling in this world. So it's something that is very needed. I will talk about it in a practical sense, but in the big picture, it's like saying, I understand very well and very deeply what other people are going through. And so therefore, I know how to contribute or how to be in the world that is going to help others without taking on any of the burden, without taking taking that energy or that pain into your body. This is what I was doing when I was younger. It was giving me all of these chronic illnesses by taking that pain into my body, into my center. And what I'm proposing today is that people will connect into their core without taking all of this empathy into their core. You can still feel it and experience it by keeping it away from your core center and allowing it to pass through your energy field or to transform within your energy field, but not your core, where you need to keep that as a sacred space for yourself.
I really love that. And maybe also as an example, like more specifically, when someone like behave negatively toward us, or maybe we feel hurt because of someone else, how can we like still respond from love? Because it's really like a courageous choice to respond from love, even if we are hurt by someone. So how, like, what is your advice in that situation?
Absolutely. I would go back a few steps before. So what I'm helping people with is the prevention, is getting into a daily practice where you are prepared more for this moment to come. So I'll just go back a little bit, and then I'll tell you like what you can do in that situation specifically. But going back a few steps, I would say to make it your daily practice to really tune into that part of yourself that is your core, this beautiful presence of yourself. And it starts with awareness of the self, being fully aware of who you are. And this can be as simple as doing what I do, which is a daily journaling practice. It can be as simple as saying in your journal, how am I feeling today? What would I like to express? What do I need for myself today? All of these very simple questions to start your day off. You can also do a practice where you close your eyes and tune into your energy of your body, just becoming aware of your body, your energy field, and then specifically expanding your energy out through intention. So just connecting into the heart, closing the eyes and saying, I'm now extending my heart energy out all the way around me, as big as it will go. So doing these types of practice will help you get into the routine and into the familiarity of being really rooted in yourself and anchored in your true presence. And so moving forward to the situation you were talking about, you will actually almost like intuitively connect into the way to the respond, because you've already fully tuned into yourself on a regular basis. So say, for example, someone says something to you that is very hurtful, or you're in a situation where someone is very angry, or they're just, you know, expressing a lot of negative emotion. What I have found personally and what has happened to my clients is they've had a moment where they just intuitively feel this connection to their true self, and there it's almost like their true self responds for them in a way that they almost didn't. It's like it came out of their mouth before they realized it was happening, and the words are loving words. It could be as simple as, you know, I need to take a walk right now. I need to remove myself, or I'm feeling overcome by what you've said, so I need to give myself some space. Whatever the response is, it's going to be something that's coming from this true essence that you have connected to and is responding for you, if that makes sense. So by going back and doing this daily practice, it's almost like you are prepared and you start responding in the moment very spontaneously and very powerfully from your core in a way that goes beyond the mind. It actually will help you to rise up to the highest and best response that you can make. And it's something that I have experienced this personally over and over again, where I say, wow, I can't believe I said that. That was so amazing, the way that felt when I expressed that. And I didn't even know, my mind didn't even really know I was going to say that. I don't know if you, have you ever experienced anything like that?
Yeah, it happened before. And also, like, I love that you mentioned it's a process. It's mm-hmm. something that we need to prepare for. Because, like, many times, like, when we don't prepare, like, we want, like, to shift how we respond. Like, like instantly, it just mm-hmm. doesn't happen. It feels like the same pattern gets repeated.
Yeah.
It repeats more and more. So, yeah. And also, sometimes we try to control how we will respond, but
yeah.
it's more it comes in the moment. It's something like inspiration, like guidance,
exactly.
that comes naturally.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's exactly what I was. Yes, it's a perfect way to describe it. Inspirational guidance, and it almost like I don't want to say takes over in a negative way, but it's almost like something within you is responding. That is responding deep within you. That is your true heart's desire or your true essence responding the most loving way. And as a person, you're almost surprised, like, wow, I can't believe I said that, or that was so amazing what I just said. And you just, you know, you're not even aware of where that came from, because it came from this inner core. And I just want to make sure that everyone listening really understands this other part, is that when you get into this practice where you are living from this truly peaceful space, other people around you will be invited to do the same thing, and you will see miraculous changes in other people around you. So, for example, like I was saying with my family, where previously it was very chaotic, dysfunctional, fighting and arguing, the more I did this work and the more I was able to stay in this beautiful energy and allow this presence of myself to really expand all around me, I was seeing changes that could never have predicted and could never have imagined or envisioned as a person, as a human being, that this kind of change would occur with these people. And I'm not saying that everyone is automatically miraculously going to be their best self, but it is possible. Yeah. So the more you do this, it's almost like you have this beautiful energy around you that is you, it's your true essence. It's expanding out, and it's so loving. It's such a beautiful invitation that people you never thought in a million years would accept it are accepting this invitation to also express from their best self, from their own true essence. And this is where you see the actual tangible change in your own life of people around you, where things become more peaceful, where previously they were so chaotic, and you may find that those people will move away from you. So I will have to say that you do have to be brave enough to be yourself, knowing that if you do choose this peaceful path for yourself, that some people may not want to be around that. So you may have some people drop out of your life, but then you will also have experiences where people will, who are in your life, will change in most beautiful ways. And then there's also the in-between stage where at first people may feel uncomfortable and may pull away a little bit, but then they get used to it and they say, I like this, and then they come closer. So those are three scenarios that can happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I really love that. And so it's also about giving freedom to others to be what they choose to be, because sometimes when when we don't see others change, we think that's what we did. It's like it didn't work, but it's more about like dropping those expectations from others, and be free from the need of others to change in order for us to feel good. So it's just flow with it. Some people will stay, some others will drop, and it's okay. We need to be okay with that. You are muted. Hello? You were muted.
Hello. Sorry. Oh. I was just trying to clear my throat, and I didn't want to make a sound.
Oh, it's okay. So yeah, can we take questions from the audience?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, okay. I'm excited about that.
So yeah, again, everyone, if you are on the phone or the web call, you can raise your hand by pressing *2 to ask your question. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. So we have Nikki from Florida. Mm-hmm. How can I bring the skills, talents, and gifts that I have obtained in past lives to this one? Much love and much gratitude and love.
Yes, beautiful. So Nikki, is that?
Yes, Nikki.
Yeah, Nikki, okay. That's a great question. And so the way I see it and the way I have experienced my own spiritual gifts and psychic gifts is that we are actually, even though we have past lives, we are simultaneously experiencing all lives at one time. So you can think of it as bringing in your gifts. Let's see how this is coming through as a message for you. So visualizing, bringing together all of your gifts into the present moment. So it's almost like shifting those abilities into the present time. And the way I see it energetically is just bringing the abilities, the talents, the skills you are saying as energies and intending them to come straight into your core. So I have my eyes closed, and if you're here listening, you can close your eyes and just imagine these energies coming through to the center core of your body. And I see them almost as like rainbow colors coming into your central core and intending and allowing and inviting all of these beautiful talents and abilities to express themselves right here and now. So seeing what I see is like medicine, so like herbs and using medicinal plants and herbs and taking more of that into your day-to-day life. So whether you have those in your kitchen and you're using them or using them for a practice, I see that happening also. And then connecting to nature and animals. So all these things you can do right here and now, and I'm seeing those energies combine and fusing almost into your central core energy. So let me know how that feels and whether that resonated with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nikki, we would love to hear your feedback. You can type it on the question box. And thank you so much, Eleanor, for the answer. So I have a caller from Toronto, phone number ending with 8951.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes. Hi.
Hi. Yes. I have a question for Eleanor. This is very topical for me, actually, because I just experienced a situation this week with my sister. I just wanted your thoughts on it, where the details aren't important, but she said a very minor little thing about me, and I did respond, I guess, fairly calmly in the moment after, for an example. But then for 3 days, I ruminated in it, and I felt offended and misunderstood. And I'm wondering, like, the feeling of feeling misunderstood or offended, is that an empath kind of? And is it related to being, like, I can feel other people more, maybe I can feel my own, kind of like I'm empathizing with myself. I don't know.
I've definitely experienced that before, where it's actually really common sort of emotional theme where empaths will feel very misunderstood and disappointed in others, because as an empath you have such a compassionate heart and you can feel what other people are going through so well that you almost wish or assume that others can identify with you as well as you identify with them. And so when they seem to say something that makes no sense or that shows that they really don't understand you, it's incredibly disappointing. So this is something that you can actually look at and say, everybody around me, they may not be an empath and they actually may not connect in and see something as obvious as I think they do. So it's almost like changing your mindset to say they can't really see things the way I can see things. They aren't as clear on emotions as I might be. And so having a little bit of understanding towards them and then to deal with your own disappointment and resentment is to try to define that forgiveness in your heart, which is also a process and a practice of letting go of the expectations that others are going to be as good as you are at really tuning in. I don't know if that makes sense. Because it's almost like, say if somebody was a child, you would, this may sound condescending, but sometimes we have to look at it as someone else is almost like a child where they haven't learned something as well as you have yet. You wouldn't expect them to be all of a sudden an expert on it. So it's almost like looking at other people as they're still learning about emotions and things that you're far advanced in, and they're just trying to catch up. And so it's having that kind of understanding that will help you let go of those resentments.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Would empath then be better off to be with other people who are empaths? I'm not necessarily going to take questions again.
I would Yeah, I would say both. Like, I would say both definitely have a community of empaths so that you can talk about your own experiences with people who will understand you and understand where you're coming from. That's really needed. It's like being around like-minded souls, and then also not avoiding people who aren't empaths. So like what I was saying earlier is trying not to avoid or hide or protect yourself from the general public and the world out there. You still need to be out there and learn how to navigate that. But also being around people like you will help you release the stress and just have a place to go to where you don't have to explain yourself. So I would say definitely having a combination of both is the best.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in, and thank you so much, Elena.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Nikki, she said, thanks a lot. That makes totally sense to me.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and it's our gifts are not as far away as we think they are. I guess that was another message coming through for anyone who's listening is like, our gifts and abilities are our most natural things to us, whether it doesn't matter what life or where it came from. If those are your natural gifts and abilities, they are easily accessible to you. And it's just a matter of realizing that it's not as far away or as difficult to access them as we might think.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Elinor. And we will continue with the questions in a little bit. But now I would love if you can share with us more about the program you are offering, which include Joe Peace Quests, a program plus a 60-minute one-on-one session with you. And I invite everyone to visit the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Elinor, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Elinor, ELEANOR. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page, or later on the replay page. I would love if you can tell us more, because this is very related to the subject that we've been talking about today. And I feel it can really help our audience to get free from those, the fear and also like being like feeling a victim of what's happening around us or the energy that we pick up from others. And so I'd love if you can tell us more about that.
Yeah, so this is a combination of audio healing MP3s that I have created through working with people all around the world and from my own experiences. I tuned in and found the most stressful areas that we tend to have as empaths and combine them into an audio program of the healing MP3s as well as the one-on-one session. So I'll just kind of go through. It's meant to give you relief from this feeling of exhaustion, this feeling of being overwhelmed. And like I was saying, those physical health issues that I was having in my own life, like the debilitating anxiety, the chronic digestive problems, skin issues, all these things that plagued me for many years. And now at this point, feeling the healthiest I've ever felt in my body and also helping other clients around the world to make this transformation. And so essentially, the barriers that I saw that were the most common is the feeling of actually the last caller that touched on this feeling of a combination of like judgment of yourself and others, this feeling of guilt and shame. So there is one MP3 on releasing guilt and shame. So this is all of the accumulated feelings of distress from being so sensitive, releasing this very heavy energy of the guilt and shame within you from various experiences, from internalizing what you have felt from others and internalizing them as your own judgment to yourself. So there is an MP3 on releasing guilt and shame, as well as the releasing the judgment of self and others. So this is releasing, helping you to let go of those patterns that go in loops of, you know, in the mind, telling you to, you know, judge yourself or having a negative viewpoint of who you really are, and almost all of these illusions that we create, and they become like these stuck emotional patterns in our energy. And this is what I see with working with so many people, as well as myself, is the biggest barrier is these energies that we get caught up in our field, in our experience. And so the third one of the audio is releasing mistrust and fear. So this is a really big thing for being an empath. We become very fearful, very suspicious of other people because we're, you know, picking up on things from them. And maybe if we do confront people or we say, you know, I feel this, that you're feeling this or that you're experiencing this, and then the person will say, no, I'm not. And then you become very mistrusting of yourself, very fearful of others. And so it's this really big loop that goes on. So there's an MP3 on that. So what happens is you just listen to the audio, and it is a combination of healing energy, a guided meditation that I walk you through. So you're just listening and going on a guided journey in meditation to release these aspects of yourself, to connect to whatever pain needs to be released, to start to unravel and unwind these energetic patterns. And that's what each of these MP3 audios does. And there's one on releasing negative viewpoints. So when I was younger, I had a lot of negativity around me, and I internalized it all. So that was a very negative person. So all of the, you know, things that I would say or see in the world were very negative. And my favorite quote is by Anais Nin, where she says, we don't see things as we are. We see things as, or sorry, we don't see things as they are. We see them as we are. And so if we have this negative filter, we only see the world as very negative, and we actually don't see the beauty in the world. So this MP3 is very helpful for that, to release a lot of those patterns. Another very common thing is perfectionism and control. So wanting to control everything, wanting everything to be perfect. This, again, is very common with empaths who have a lot of anxiety, and they just want to control the outcomes of everything so that they can feel safe and manage their world. So that's another MP3 included. And then we've got aligning with the vibration of peace. So this is a very beautiful energetic journey to go on to connect into the core essence of yourself, to feel this peace and calm within you. And the other one is connect to your eternal calm. So those are two MP3s that you can listen to as many times as you like to really get into the energy of calm. And then there is an ebook for True Peace. So this is a book I wrote for people who want exercises to actually go through and learn strategies that they can take into a daily practice around these different themes. So the themes are connected to the MP3s. So it's like having a workbook to follow along with the MP3s. So that's very helpful as well. And so this is something, like I said, all of these energies and these MP3s I've put together to help with something that I have personally experienced and that I am transforming in my life. And I have gone from all of these issues to, you know, having this full-time healing business, to finding the love of my life, to repairing and making so many peaceful reunions with family members. All of these things have changed in my life because of these practices. And I've helped many people around the world as well. So if you have a one-on-one session with me, which is included in this for $147, so you get all of the audios and the one-on-one session, you will get my intuitive ability to be able to look and see in your own energy what are the most energies and limiting beliefs that are affecting you the most, that are specifically burdening you or entangling you in these loops, to be able to see. And a lot of times what I pick up on is something that person is not even aware of, or maybe they're aware of it, but they don't really know how to connect the dots and to release it. So having this session with me is very helpful for me to help you see what you can't see, and to give you go through the energy healing, as well as give you practical strategies to start to change your life around and experience this true peace. So that is the package for $147. And normally my sessions are between $200 and $400. So you're getting a very great value for this one-on-one session. It's 60 minutes via Zoom, and you get it recorded so that you can have it afterwards. So it's a very good package.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And so thank you so much, Eleanor.
Mm-hmm.
For being available for our audience and sharing this program and also one-on-one session. And I love about the package, like the different MP3s that you included. Mm-hmm. Like the subjects they are about. It's like they make the process that you mentioned earlier about having compassion, understanding the others, and how to relate to the others from a space of love. It becomes like more natural, because we went through all of this with ourselves, like guilt and shame, mm-hmm. judgment, and all of those. So we have this ability, which mm-hmm. became natural. So it's the relationships becomes maybe much more natural, much more easier to connect with others, and also to be very, how to say, like own our own energy and be very grounded in our own power while we are connecting to the world as well.
Exactly, yes. That's the perfect way to describe it, yes.
Yeah. Thank you for that. And also thank you for the one-on-one session. And
you're welcome.
Like from my experience with you, like even like 1 hour, like you can touch upon like so many things, so many important things. And like from my experience, like it was much better than I expected, and so much clarity, so much guidance that helped me through the journey. So everyone, I highly recommend that you work with Eleanor. I really love her work. I trust her. I trust the guidance, the message, and the energy that she brings. I feel so excited that she's offering her work to us. So, yeah.
Thank you. That's beautiful. Yes. So much can happen in 1 hour, that's for sure. Thank you for your kind words on that.
Yeah. Thank you to you also. And, for everyone, again, you will find the package on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Eleanor. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Eleanor. ELEANOR. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page, or later on the replay page. Can we take more questions?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So, everyone, again, if you are on the phone or the web call, you can raise your hand by pressing *2. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. We have a caller with number ending with 4228.
Hello.
4228. Hello. What is it?
Hello.
Hi. Hi. This is Ayana.
Ayana.
Welcome, Ayana.
Hello.
Thank you.
What is your question?
I have a question. Can you help me see and heal from giving up on myself?
Yes, that is a very painful situation. Okay, so let me see what I'm getting from you. Can you give me an example to get into the energy, and then I can see what I'm seeing in your field?
Sure. Like, I'm starting, like, something interests me, something that will help me, or I think will help me. I'm starting to do it, work it, but then I cannot be consistent. I don't have energy to follow up, and probably have expectations, and nothing shows up, nothing changes, no small step, nothing, and I'm so stuck, and it's very discouraging, and there's no energy to push forward anymore.
Yeah. Okay. So when you were talking, I was seeing a mountain, like let me just tune in here. So what I was hearing was I can never make a difference. So does it feel like no matter what you do, that it's never going to make a dent in what you want to create, what you want to contribute, and I keep seeing a mountain. So does it feel like, you know, being at the bottom of Mount Everest and you have all of these goals, like, do you feel that what you want to create is almost impossible to do? Does that resonate?
Yeah, that's very nice described.
Yeah, so what you're tuning into is your infinite potential, and your human mind is telling you this is impossible, this is so big, this is so great. And the message for you is that you are actually not doing it by yourself. Your only job is to open up to these ideas and to start to move the energy in that direction, and you're not actually having to climb the entire mountain, because this is your entry point into what you're contributing to the world. This is not all on you. So the message is you are only there to open the door. You're only there to create the space, to create the energy. And I see like a doorway opening in your heart, connecting into this beautiful presence and purpose that you have for the world, and allowing it to shine out from you on a daily basis, instead of thinking of it as something you have to climb or create or do that seems impossible from the human mind. So I don't know if you're feeling a shift in your energy around the chest. I was seeing the doorway of the heart opening. Are you feeling anything right now?
Yeah, it feels like a pressure around the heart. And...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's like the message for you in your true essence is only to open the door. That's all you have to do, is open the door, and the universe is there supporting you. The universe is trying to work through you, so you don't have to lift everything. You don't have to, it's not your burden to carry, if that makes sense. So all you have to do is open the doorway, create the space, move in that direction. Let's see if there's anything more specific, like talking to people, I was seeing meetings, networking, letting people know what your idea is, and then coming across other people who can help you, people who will assist you. So the universe works through other people. So the more you put your energy out into the world and interact with others, the more this comes as a co-creation and a design by the universe. So it's like you're co-creating and working through something, energy is getting a little mixed up, working through you on something. So you are not the one and only, it's letting go of the idea that you're the only one who has to do this. And that's what's making you give up and feel exhausted and overwhelmed. So does that make sense? Do you feel this shift in the perspective on that?
Yeah, that's a big, huge clarification.
I'm so glad. Yeah, I can feel the energy is just almost like exhaling and a lot more space in your chest. So I would just keep working with that and just know that it's only the opening the door. That's all you have to do. So anytime you feel overwhelmed, when you start to feel this old pattern of wanting to give up, just repeat to yourself or have it as a mantra, like, I'm only opening the door. I'm the one that's just welcoming and inviting the energy to work through me, and that will, I think, create a big change for you.
Thank you so much. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Ayana.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ayana. Yeah. And thank you so much, Eleanor.
You're welcome.
So we had Jill Worcester from New York.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Eleanor and Moses. Thank you for this very interesting talk. It's been very beneficial. I have been told by a healer, and I am finally years later experiencing that I don't trust people, especially men. How can I learn to trust again? Thanks.
Yes, this is very, very important. I'm so glad that you brought up this question. Thank you for asking and for being brave and putting your question out there into the world. This is, again, something that is very common, and considering a lot of women that I work with who are empaths, begin to fear the world, and they start to project it onto men specifically, and also because of the toxic masculinity that is playing out in the world today. It is very easy to become very mistrustful and suspicious of men. So let me see what specific message is coming through for you, as well as for anybody else who is listening. So when I was tuning in, I'm going to see if this makes sense, but the first thing I was hearing is men are here to protect. This is not what you have seen or experienced. This is the, if you go back to, and I'm not specifically speaking of gender, I'm speaking of the divine masculine. So the divine masculine is here to protect, is here to support, is here to hold. The energies of the divine feminine. And when we are able to connect into this divine masculine source within us, we are able to meet those who are in that path or on that path. So the message, I'm just doing a bit of channeling right now. The way to trust men is to start connecting into that divine masculine within you. And also these MP3s will help you to release the ones I was speaking of, help you to release the old resentment of the men in your life and the things you've experienced as a person with male role models and relationships. And then the spiritual aspect is connecting into yourself to connect into the divine masculine. So it's as simple as closing your eyes. If you're here on the call, anybody else who feels drawn to do this, you can take some deep breaths into the chest. And I now invite the divine masculine to show the support, to feel the presence of the divine masculine within me. I invite this presence to be known to me, to come forward, to create the sense of safety so that I may have nourishing, loving relationships with men in the world. I now intend to shift my experience from toxic masculinity to the true divine masculine so that it shines out into the world and I may connect to men and women, this male energy, in a positive, uplifting way. And just opening the eyes. So if you want to go back and listen to the recording or write down this intention or prayer, or you can make your own words to create this sacred prayer and intention for yourself. And I can already feel the energy shifting. You can let us know how you feel, but that is definitely going to start to change the energy around your experiences with men.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Elinor. And
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jill, for your question. And we'd love to hear your feedback. You can type it on the question box.
Yes.
Let's see. We have Destiny on the
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi.
Yes.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, this is Destiny. I was wondering, I don't want to go down that way. I am having some issues, it appears, not only with that, but getting into my body. There is like interference somehow. Like, I don't know. Right now, I don't feel like I'm fully in my body, and I'm trying to get back to it. And there's like something. Can you sense that?
Yeah, I'll see what I'm getting here, because it is another very common thing that as empaths, because we feel so much, it can be terrifying to be in your body, because that's where traditionally we have channeled the energies and emotions through our body. And so we tend to want to avoid the physical body because that's where all the pain is residing. So let me see, tuning into the body and the calves. Yeah, your calves and below the knee. I'm just seeing what energy is coming up.
I feel like it's just now falling into there, like it wasn't there, but the more that you're mentioning it, the more it's coming into my body. my feet. Yes. Yeah.
So I was hearing I'm a disappointment. So an experience of being a disappointment. So just allow you can visualize the bottom of your feet opening up like trap doors and just releasing this old memory, this old pattern, this old way of relating to yourself that you have been told, that you have experienced, that you've internalized, and just letting that experience go so that you can connect to the truth of who you are within your body, within your energy, within your soul, knowing that you are a divine presence of God. It is impossible to be a disappointment. And I'm just feeling a lot of goosebumps,
really,
so
sad.
Energy is running. Yeah. So just letting it fall away, letting the energy move through you. There's a lot of a rush of this golden energy coming in to really flush that out so that you're ready for this new experience of yourself. To be ready of seeing yourself as who you really are.
Past life?
I feel like
is that past life or something?
Younger years this year, not this year, sorry, this lifetime. And it could be something from your mother, like either she felt that way or it's picking it up from your family line and that you've internalized it. Yeah. Does that resonate with you?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, really. So thank you so much for that. And thank you, Mansa. That was really helpful today. I needed that just to bring myself back.
So welcome. Now just let that light of yourself shine through so you can connect to who you really are and shine it out into the world. And we can't wait to see you shine.
Oh, thank you, my dear. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you, Mansa.
Thank you, Destiny.
Yeah, you're welcome, Destiny.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
and anyone who's listening can, you know, if you're resonating with what I'm saying, you can definitely follow along with what I'm saying, like the messages, if they're resonating with you, if you're listening to live or the replay, that is also meant for you if you're really feeling connected to that. And that's also a message and a healing for you as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much, Elinor. And let's see, we have a question from Karen. Hi, Elinor. I do try to go to the places I want to, etc., but I get terrible neuralgia and or migraines.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm around very negative or ill people, how can I stop this, please, if possible? And
yes.
I also have chronic fatigue and have had it for many years and would appreciate any advice, please. Thank you and blessings.
Yes, thank you so much. Sorry, what's her name?
Her name? Karen.
Yeah. Karen. Okay. So Karen, thank you so much for bringing this forward because it is a very good example of, like you said, the wanting to avoid or run away or hide from negative situations or places or people or things. And so immediately I was taken back to the teachings I was speaking about earlier in the call, where when we have our energy very much contracted and close to the body, so you may not be aware of this, but I'm bringing it to your awareness now, is holding your energy field or just feeling like you want to pull back. So there may be a feeling of wanting to pull in or pull back or contract. What's another word that's coming to, like almost... I'm going to get the word in a second. Anyway, so if you're holding your energy into the body very close, this is what creates a lot of the pain, physical pain, a lot of thin skin. So it can be visualized as having thin skin. So you're very sensitive and it's painful. Maybe you have a lot of skin issues, a lot of things that like pain, like you were saying, and migraines and things. That is due to holding the energy so close to you. So what I want you to do is right now and every day as a daily practice is to close your eyes and just for a moment tune into the body and intend or visualize whatever you want to do. Visualize your heart energy and your energetic field expanding all the way around you in a big circle. and just almost like exhaling energetically, breathing out your energy so that it's a huge circle around you. All of the spiritual teachers and the people that we may feel like, oh, they are so joyful, they are so relaxed, they are so at peace. For example, the Dalai Lama, they all have their energy is so out into the world. It's so expanded. And this has been studied where your energetic heart field is out as big as it can possibly go all the way around you. And the bigger your heart and energy field is, the more relaxed and calm and powerful and peaceful you are. So I want you to do that now. So just closing your eyes, expanding your heart energy all the way around you, out into the world. Exhaling, releasing, intending the energy to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So it's coming from your core and going out in a circle around you. And this helps you, it helps you process the negative energies around you. It gives you space. It allows you to take up space. It allows you to transmute and navigate these energies so that it doesn't affect the body, so that it isn't, activating your nervous system for anxiety, for pain, for all of these things you were listing, the migraines, all of that. Because your energy field is so close to your body or was it before this call, the body is just activated again and again and again and again with the nervous system, and all of these things go out of balance because it feels so unprotected. The way to protect, and I'm saying this in quotes because I don't want to think about it as protecting, the way you create this is to give yourself a buffer, give your body some space, to make your boundaries much bigger and to take up much more space. So this has been a very long-winded answer to what you were saying is, expand your energy out. Do this as a daily practice, as an intention. And then try to go into different scenarios that maybe are a little bit like outside your comfort zone, and make sure that you continue to expand your energy out in those scenarios and see how you feel and see what the difference is. Maybe journal about it. Say, oh, I felt, you know, more calm. People around me were acting differently. Whatever observations you have had. And then continue to do that like an experiment, but it's a daily practice to continue doing that. So let us know how you feel about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to hear your feedback, Karen. You can share it on the question box on the webcast page. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Eleanor. And we have a feedback from Jill. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Eleanor. You definitely touched on the right stuff. Mm-hmm. I have had lower back pain for many years, which emotionally is connected to lack of support, mm-hmm. as you mentioned. It originated with a time visiting my father, and you spoke of the Divine Father. I have also had trouble trusting God with many past lives in the church, mm-hmm. and having some experiences of being raped, etc., while being a nun, thinking, where is God when I have devoted my life to him so many times. Thank you for the beautiful prayer. I will work with it. Much appreciation and love.
Thank you so much for that feedback. Yes, and absolutely. I felt like it was a very strong channeled message and a prayer coming through for you. So it's going to be very powerful energetically and also for a practical practice you can do every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Jen, for your feedback. And so Eleanor, thank you so much for the time spent with us. It was really, really amazing call. Really loved it. And thank you also for the guidance you offer to our audience.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be back on the show with you. And I really loved all of the energy I felt with your audience and with the callers and people who wrote in. It just feels like such a beautiful energy, and I feel very positive and uplifted that this message is resonating, that empaths are here to save the world, and that your empathy is needed more than ever, and this beautiful contribution you have for the world is waiting for you, and it's just a matter of expanding and getting better and bigger and taking up space, and that's as simple as it can be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you again, Eleanor. Very grateful to you. And also thank you, everyone, for being with us here today, for sharing with us this space and time. And also thank you for your energies. And so again, I highly recommend that you work with Eleanor, and you can sign up for her program on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Eleanor. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Eleanor. ELEANOR. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page or on the replay page. And the package includes the True Peace Quest program, mm-hmm. plus a 60-minute one-on-one private session with Eleanor. Mm-hmm. And so thank you again, everyone. And I'm sending you so much love. And I will see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you, Martha. Thank you so much.